Thank you, Bruno, for your question. I think the COVID situation, this crisis, we already talked about it. We introduced it several times. It is the elephant in the room, and it has had an impact not only in the agriculture and agri-food sector, but in every sector. And the agri-food sector should benefit from special treatment. And in the ministry, we welcome the decisions of the commissions when flexibilizing the rural development program, but so we can use this working capital not linked to financing, so we can address this COVID situation. In the case of Spain, we talk on the behalf of the managing authorities, but if they are here in the seminar, of course they can take the floor. Castilla León, Extremadura, Galicia, and we understand also Asturias, at least the four regions in Spain, modify the program so they can benefit from this flexibility so that the financial instrument can use working capital to address this COVID situation. So we think this is a very positive decision, and it will be a much help to farmers that are in a poor situation.
Thank you for the question. Yes, we read it in the chat. The contributions and returns are independent. Even if each region contributes to a common fund, each region is responsible for their contribution. As so, the committee of funds will be estimated independently by each region. And so even if the contribution go to a common fund, the managing of this contribution and everything that is related is independent for every region. And therefore, each one will be responsible. I also see in the chat another question. If you allow me, I will already answer it. Yes, of course. Go ahead. They ask about the distribution of number, the 80-20% I explained. We should take into account to do an two analysis. We should analyze loan by loan and then the whole portfolio. And so we should analyze it on two viewpoints. Loan by loan, the financial instrument covers 80%. Nevertheless, for the whole portfolio, all those loans that will constitute the final portfolio, this instrument will cover 20% of the portfolio. And so these are two different analyses. This is not inconsistent, it's just a different way of analyzing.
Of course, Castilla y León is there, which is the managing authority. They decide the measures to be applied, but in order to simplify it, yes, they should be a recipient first of a fed EFRD funds. In this is the entry point to the programs of RDP. We should combine aids and loans, and so the entry point will always be the application for an EAFRD grant. And to follow up some of the previous questions, Matt asked about this distribution 80-20. He had another question I did not answer. And so if 20% of the non-compliance is of the portfolio is surpassed, there's no guarantee 80% to the recipient. No, this is just a compromise between the instruments and the banks. But for the final recipient, this guarantee is always covered, I should say. And I also want to make clear another point on the portfolio independence at the regional level, even if they contribute to the fund of funds. in case of reimbursements of no compliance, all this will be managed or linked directly to each region and with the banks, with every bank that granted the loan. And so the portfolios or the procedures are independent. And there is always a relationship between the region and the bank that granted the loan.